Visit.
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to this Monday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Today we have good buddy, director of scouting and rankings for On3, Charles Power. He is here. He's going to help us recap Deuce Knight's MVP performance at the Elite 11 Finals in Los Angeles last week. An impressive showing from Ole Miss's top target at the quarterback position. Before I do that, I want to remind you, show is brought to you each and every day by our friends at College Corner. They've got three locations now, Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. The Oxford one is brand new. Go check it out. It's fantastic. 4,000 plus square feet. You've got, if you want to get a jump start on the Grove, they've got tailgating supplies. If you want to go in there and grab some new merch, grab some real tree, maybe a gift for somebody, they've got that as well. If you cannot get to a brick and mortar, you can go to collegecornerstore.com. And they have everything that you possibly need there. Scott and the folks over there take care of us, and they will take care of you. All right. Without further ado, let's bring in our guy, Charles. Charles, good morning. You were out there in, 72 every day. Is that what it was there?
It was pretty nice. I think, you know, it gets a little chilly at night, but it was nice. It was definitely good weather in Manhattan Beach, and a lot of good quarterbacks to watch.
Yeah, I was going to say nice weather and a nice showing from Deuce Knight, claimed the MVP. You were at OT7. I was there, and I've seen him at several other stops, Under Armour, Elite 11 Regionals. I think he is – from an amateur perspective here, he is really, really, really improved over the last 6-7 months. But what did you kind of see from him there in that setting? Because they do a lot of stuff. So if you want to tell the folks what all goes into the finals, because I don't think many people know.
Yeah, so it's a 3-day event, and Deuce was strong, I think, all 3 days. They do something different each day. So the first day is really drill work. It's kind of routes on air. They have the groups in the 20 quarterbacks broken up into 4 groups of 5. You rotate through different drill stations. The second day is a pro day, a scripted pro day. It's 20 throws, kind of a pressurized situation where everyone's watching you. And then the third day is 7-on-7. And I think Deuce was very good all week. I mean, he was clearly in the top group. I think you could have made an argument for any of the top four. So it was Deuce Knight, Keelan Russell, the Alabama commit, Tavian St. Clair, the Ohio State commit, and Hassan Longstreet, St. Clair, the Ohio State commit, and Hassan Longstreet, the A&M commit. You could have made a case for any of them. We went with Deuce as the MVP for us because he had legitimate wow moments, I think the most throughout the week, particularly on the second day. His pro day was amazing. And if you had told me back, you know, in February when we saw him at the Under Armour Atlanta camp that this guy would come out and have, you know, arguably the best pro day of anybody at the Elite 11, I would have struggled to believe it. But that's the type of improvement he's made. He made just some big time throws in that setting. It looked comfortable. I mean, it's the Elite 11 is a setting that can expose some deficiencies or areas for improvement with a lot of these quarterbacks. And it's generally kind of unforgiving in some senses. And I thought Deuce held up really well. Like, his level of polish was surprising. And I think his confidence has continued to increase as well. This little stretch that we've seen him the last couple of weeks is the best he's ever looked as a prospect, at least from the times that I've, like, my exposure to him. So I think it's highly encouraging. I mean, and everybody knows, I mean, Deuce is a freak show. Like, he is the most physically gifted quarterback, at least at the finals. I think you could put him and Bryce Underwood kind of in the same category. The difference is Bryce Underwood has done this at the high school level on Friday nights for going on 3 years. I think for Deuce, the biggest thing is going to be carrying this positive momentum onto the field on Friday nights. And if he can do that, he's a guy who is the arrow is clearly pointing up as an ascending prospect. And I think the signs he's shown are encouraging. I mean, Zach, I mean, you talk to him, he knows he has to improve, and he's kind of sought out that Improvement, the instruction. He's working with a private quarterback coach for the first time. He's been doing that really since March. And I think the strides he's made are really easy to see. And I think it's kind of what happens when you get a guy who, you know, is on the developmental side, but has immense physical talent, and he's willing to learn and kind of embrace just the kind of growth mindset. And I think we've seen him kind of take off. So the biggest thing I think is just kind of carrying that over, to Friday nights. But I mean, he was outstanding. And I think if you were to look at just from a pure talent perspective, I think he has really had kind of a strong case as the top guy there. But the performance is starting to dovetail, you know, with his talent a little bit. So I think that's what has us excited about him.
And I want to touch on what you mentioned before I forget or we move on, but you talked about how the Elite 11 can kind of expose people in certain spots. I think one of the bigger things, and I remember when Trent Dilfer was in charge, and he always talked about like the mental game and the mental aspect of being a quarterback. And I think that's big for, you know, talking about like OT7 versus that, or Under Armour camp versus that, like it's all eyes on you. You're the only people out there. You know, they have receivers and running backs out there running routes, but like the show is quarterback. And I think that for Deuce to be able to show just the mental capacity and toughness to perform 3 days straight. And then, like you said, like he, I believe you mentioned it, or I've heard people talk about, he is like actively seeking constructive criticism and asking like, hey, what can I do better? Or like seeking out, like, I think that's big for quarterbacks to, you know, be actively, you know, hey, like help me improve. And I think that was good to see. Not that, you know, I don't think anybody ever really doubted his mental toughness or anything like that, but like you said, he's got to show it on Fridays. And I think the transfer to Lipscomb Academy was kind of, he was wanting to go play better competition. And then, you know, when I talked to him in Tampa, you know, he was just like, man, I just got homesick. And, you know, that happens. Yeah. He goes back. And so now, yeah, like at George County this year, you know, he's going to have to prove it, you know, a full regular season, playoffs, whatever. But yeah, I thought that was, to me, I wasn't there, but just seeing all the reports that you guys were putting in, it seems like a sign that he is really, the maturation is steadily going.
Yeah. And I agree completely. And I think, moving forward, I think your point on his junior season kind of being a little disjointed, you know, like leaving Lipscomb after a couple games, coming back, I think he had to sit out at least one or two games at George County. So in him getting reintegrated into the team during the season. So I think having this full off season, you know, back with George County is certainly going to be a positive for him. And then, I think one area where I would want to, like, I kind of want to see, you know, people kind of ask, like, what do you want to look for in his senior season? I mean, I think overall play, right? I mean, everybody, all these top quarterbacks have different types of situations. So you kind of have to understand the context of the situation they're in. Some guys are on powerhouse teams with, you know, legendary coaches and D1 receivers and, you know, Power 5 offensive linemen. So for us, it's really important to understand the situation each of these guys are in. But I think for Deuce, I just want to see him continue to get more comfortable, carry the kind of accuracy and mechanical things he's improved on the season. But also too, I want to see him just take over. Like, he has the physical ability, like, to easily be a 1,000-yard rusher. So things like that, I think integrating just like kind of the playmaking aspect, because I think at times from watching his film, he's really made an effort to kind of be like a quintessential quarterback. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3 in my reads every play. When at the high school level, I think sometimes it helps kind of your playmaking intuition to just like take off and just make individual plays, especially when, you know, you're by far the most talented player on the field. So you kind of want to see like a mix of both. But I do think, I mean, he's very into like, I want to play quarterback the right way. It's going to be interesting to see. I'm very excited to watch him this senior season. I mean, I think when you look at the overall quarterback group in 2025, you know, right now we have Bryce Underwood, who I think is probably just in terms of his body of work, physical talent, all of that, I think he's probably a little bit in a group by himself. And then there's a tier where I think it's, you know, five, six, seven guys who could all, you know, with great senior seasons kind of end up as five stars. Deuce is in that mix. And I think for us, it's going to really largely be determined by how these guys play as seniors, just kind of the ability, skill level they show as seniors. But it's going to be really fun. And he's going to be one that I'm going to watch him every week. I'm going to watch probably all of his games. And he's kind of in the group of guys that I'm really going to focus on as seniors. So it's really exciting. And I think the biggest thing is just kind of carrying that momentum, you know, into the fall for him.
You brought up a good point, and I want to ask your opinion on this because you do all the evaluating top to bottom. But do you think that that's kind of like an underlying, I don't want to call it an issue, but maybe just like a subconscious thing with dual threat guys where they, you know, I have to prove that I'm a quarterback, where I'm not just a guy that takes off and runs. Do you think that's an issue?
I mean, I think for some guys, I mean, some of it can be like how you're coached, but I think the biggest thing is, you know, when you're looking at high school quarterbacks, I feel like it's usually a good sign when a guy has just kind of a playmaking instinct, intuition, you know, knowing when to take off, when to stick in the pocket. And it's something that I think is gained just by playing, like getting those live reps. I mean, you know, all of this work kind of in the off season can set you off kind of from a baseline level, just of confidence. But the biggest thing I think is when the lights turn on and you're facing a pass rush and there's all of these moving parts in a game, it's hard to simulate, right? I mean, that's why, you know, football most sports has the smallest number of games. So like these, like in-game live reps are really kind of precious. And I think it's why I've never been a huge proponent of reclassifying for high school, especially quarterbacks. I think there's just so much that you can gain from a confidence and experience level that you can't really simulate other than playing. So I think, you know, I think it's a big factor with just overall growth of the position. And I think that kind of instinct in like playmaking, you know, just reactive playmaking skill is something that, you know, is huge for quarterbacks now. And I think that oftentimes manifests itself with just how these guys play, particularly as seniors.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Are you looking at cutting your health insurance premiums by as much as 20 to 30%? Are you aging into Medicare and need help finding a Medicare supplement plan? Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group at 601-953-8449. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, and he can help you with any of your health insurance needs. From regular health plans to life insurance to dental and vision and even Medicare, he has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today. It's the perfect time to play a round of golf. And if you're looking for a premier golf course in Northwest Mississippi or the Memphis, Tennessee area, go to Cherokee Valley Golf Club in Olive Branch. This 18-hole par 72 course includes 4 sets of tees to accommodate all players and has 11 lakes, 52 bunkers, and the wide Zoysia fairways and extra-large champion Bermuda greens and clean roughs make for an excellent opportunity every single time to post a number. If you need a premier golf experience in the Mid-South, go to Cherokee Valley Golf Club. Call them at 662-893-4444 or check them out, olivebranchgolf.com.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
Save big on your next landscaping project now at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on all landscape blocks at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
I also wanted to ask you, and kind of to piggyback off of that, I thought the maturation that he showed at OT7, where, you know, for those that aren't familiar with the 7-on-7, there's a rush clock, and if no one rushes and you don't get rid of it, it's a sack. And I thought there were a couple times when he, in my opinion, on like first or second down, he did a good job of just eating it and not, you know, not trying to force anything, and just being smart with the football. And yeah, it's not a real football game, but it's a competition and he's a competitor.
Yeah.
And that stood out to me. And I don't know if that's a thing for you or not, but I kind of was like, you know, like that as from a quarterback.
Yeah. I thought he made good decisions at OT7. You know, I think there was a lot of times where he got to his like third read on plays. But like you said, I mean, I thought he didn't really put the ball up for grabs a ton, you know, really until he kind of had to when they were trailing. So I thought he made good decisions at OT7. And I think, you know, Zach, I think that's another good example of, you know, I saw him at the OT7 finals last summer and it was night and day difference with just how comfortable he was. And I think at OT7, the team he's on, Coastline Stars, it might not have had like the, you know, 5-star type of names that you would see from like some of these other big 7-on-7 teams, but those guys are talented. I mean, he's throwing to legitimate like SEC Power 5 receivers. And I think it was really encouraging to see like, okay, this is like, if Deuce has a strong supporting cast around him, And he knows where, like, and he's competent in where he's going with the ball, like it could be kind of a firework factory, you know? So I think, you know, seeing him play with receivers that kind of approach his talent level instead of kind of being the lone guy, like he is at George County, I think was kind of a glimpse into kind of what he could maybe be in college, you know, playing at a big time power four school. So I think that was encouraging, really, you know, and just kind of seeing like when he has confidence in the guys around him, you know, it kind of elevates his confidence as well. So, yeah, I mean, that was certainly, I mean, that was one of the better 7-on-7 performances from a quarterback I've seen in the last, you know, the last couple of years.
Yeah. And you mentioned like the freak show aspect of it. I mean, I remember at the regional a couple of years ago, like he ran a 4.5 and jumped 41, and you know, he's got all of that. And I think for the longest time it was like, okay, like he's got the combine numbers, like let's see him put it all together. And yeah, I mean, I think it's paying off with the private quarterback coach. And then just, in my opinion, like quarterbacks going to compete as much as possible, I think is really good. It's good for everybody, yeah. But like a quarterback, especially where you're not afraid, you're going to go and compete. I think that's a big thing. If you're a coach, like you want that.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he's a quiet dude. He's very humble. He doesn't talk a ton, but then you can kind of see a switch is flipped when he gets out there. Was there ever like a wow moment or any kind of like, oh, there it is, like he's the MVP?
Well, we do, you know, we made the determination on the MVP kind of immediately after the 7-on-7's over, which we didn't really even know who the Elite 11 was going to make their MVP when we did it. But I mean, I think the biggest wow moments were probably during his pro day. You know, I think you go in, you have 50 yards, 20 throws, everybody's watching you. And I think, you know, his pro day was outstanding. I think he had the second highest score, and it's based off the Elite 11 coaches. It was subjective, but I think especially when you consider not just the accuracy, I mean, they're kind of grading, I think, a lot of times off accuracy. Now, not only when you consider the accuracy, but just the velocity he was throwing with. And also too, I mean, the fact he's a lefty. So, you know, there was, I think one of his best throws, I think our On3 Recruits account tweeted it. He was rolling out to his right, so he kind of had to throw across his body and made a really impressive throw on the run, like just dropped it right in the bucket for the receiver. So I would say the pro day for sure, but he was good every day. I mean, he was our number four guy on the first day, or number one guy on the second day, and would have been kind of in the top maybe 5-6 for 7-on-7. So yeah, I mean, I think just the full balance was really encouraging, but that second day really stood out.
Yeah, talking about things that stick out, I do want to mention something that could possibly stick out for listeners and viewers here is if you're wanting to save on some health insurance, maybe cut those premiums down 20 to 30%, you can call our buddy Drew Moak at USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449. He is a local and accessible guy for you. He's an Ole Miss grad. He's located in Mississippi, but he's also licensed in 7 states. And he has access to 35 different carriers, so he can do everything: health insurance, dental, vision, life insurance, everything that you could think of under that umbrella of health insurance. That's Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. And if you go to usabg.com/DMOAK, you can get your free quote today. And look, I don't know if there are still people that are doubting things out there, but if you have any doubts about Lane Kiffin evaluating the quarterback position, three of his targets for this class were in the On3 top four, in Keelan Russell, Deuce Knight, and Hassan Longstreet. I guess last thing here, and I'll throw this to you. I asked Cody this, because the schemes and the systems are very different, but the top two right now, it's Notre Dame and Ole Miss. Still committed to Notre Dame. He's been committed for over, I think it's close to a year, over a year. But, you know, he's still in communication with Ole Miss. In your opinion, is there a better fit in the system? Or I guess, you know, how would you see him fitting in each system? Where you mentioned, like, you surround him with great talent. He's really shown out. Is there any one of those that might be in your eyes ahead of the other, or just in general, what is the fit?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a feel for which one would be a better fit necessarily, but I think the way Cody broke it down is pretty on point. I think, you know, with Notre Dame, I think the, you know, it appears to be like the pass game would be a little more, you know, he's going to like, I think it would help him like in terms of the pass game with just, you know, how they can make things like, I guess, like translatable. Whereas I think with Ole Miss, I think you see some creativity in the run game in terms of designed keepers. Yeah, I think when you look at how Ole Miss uses Jackson Dart, you know, I think like in the quarterback run game, I mean, Jackson Dart was a very good rusher at Corner Canyon. I think underrated, you know, his senior year in that regard. But I mean, yeah, I think Deuce Knight would certainly supercharge that in terms of a run game element. And I think obviously Lane Kiffin has done a good job, you know, kind of crafting his passing game to the signal caller. You know, I think as they kind of have folded in some of like the Briles concepts and things of that sort, you know, dating back to Kendall Briles with him at FAU. And then of course, Jeff Levy, I think that influence on Kiffin's offensive scheme, I think, you know, kind of can make things easier for the quarterback. You know, it's, you look at the pass concepts Kiffin's running now, or just kind of just I think you've seen like a pretty solid evolution even from his time at Alabama as the OC. So, you know, I think Deuce, if he's in a good situation, and is kind of developed properly, I mean, his upside is, I think, like as high as anybody in this class. So, you know, the biggest thing for us, especially for guys that we rank high, we just want them to succeed. So I think he's an easy guy to root for. You know, I think you have to really like, I just love to see prospects who embrace getting better. You know, I think nowadays with just kind of the ecosystem, it can be really easy, to kind of, you know, not take that hard work approach, because it's just, you know, just the way things are now, you know. I think as if you're a prospect and you're a guy who's getting a lot of attention, it would be easy to kind of, you know, be complacent, but he is certainly not. And I think that's a great indicator, you know, just for his future. And as I think, as long as he kind of keeps that mindset and keeps working hard, I think he's got a really good shot, you know, whether that's Notre Dame or Ole Miss. I've just been really impressed the last couple of weeks. And I think, you know, I think the hope would be whether you're, you know, either of the schools that are in the mix for him, I think if you're a fan of one of those schools, it's just like, you know, the hope would be that he just continues, you know, into his senior year. And I think, you know, I've drawn this parallel a little bit. You know, I think the hope kind of best case scenario would be similar to something like we saw from DJ Lagwe last year. Like DJ Lagwe was kind of, you know, the high upside physical talent in that 2024 quarterback group. And, you know, really, I think struggled more at the Elite 11 than Deuce. Like, I mean, Deuce was our MVP, you know. Lagwe kind of had ups and downs. And then he had a insane senior year, was like Gatorade National Player of the Year, ended up number two overall. So that's just kind of shows, like, I guess, in terms of like a best case scenario, what you can kind of the leap you can see these guys take. So, you know, I'm looking forward to tracking Deuce and among that kind of group of high upside quarterbacks, you know. So, but yeah, and also too, like, I guess we, just to kind of illustrate, I guess, how I think about his ceiling, and we come out with superlatives after this event, and he was, you know, the guy that we kind of tabbed as, you know, highest upside. And I think it was like fairly obvious, you know, among the group that he had the highest upside, especially when you factor in his athleticism. And this is a pass only camp. So,
right.
Yeah, to have the highest upside in this group among a group that has a lot of guys that have high ceilings, I think is kind of speaks volumes as to his just talent and potential.
Yeah, you mentioned you know, passing only. I think he was blitzed one time at OT7 and he ran for a touchdown. So it was,
yeah, he was averaging probably about 30 yards a carry at OT7, I think.
Yeah. Last thing, I'll put you on the spot. Everybody loves to do this, but do you have a comp? Is there anybody he reminds you of?
I think from a physical comp perspective, there's a group of guys that, and I mean, it's kind of a select group. You know, you think about like a Vince Young, you know, I think body type similar. Yeah, you know, obviously Vince Young was the number one prospect in the country coming out of high school. He was a guy like high school legend. in Houston that everybody kind of knew. You know, Colin Kaepernick is another body type comparison, athletic comparison. It's a select group. When you start looking at like the physical comps, there's not a ton. It's like Anthony Richardson, taller Robert Griffin, Dante Culpepper, who was 250. So I don't know if Deuce will get to 250. I mean, he's 210 right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a like from an athletic perspective, they're pretty lofty names you're talking about. Now, obviously, he's going to need to, you know, kind of reach that level on the field and parlay that into college. But that's kind of what you're dealing with physically. And I think, I mean, obviously, you rattle off those names. It's a lot of Heisman winners, a lot of high draft picks. So I guess that kind of speaks to, you know, what you're dealing with in terms of a talent level.
Yeah, for sure. We appreciate you for coming on. That's Charles Power, On3's Director of Scouting and Rankings. You can go check out everything that he wrote and talked about from the Elite 11 Finals at On3.com. Go check it out. We've got it on our site as well, but you can go to the main page and see what everything Charles had to say, and you can get those superlatives. You can see all of those listed there. We appreciate him, as always, coming on the show. We appreciate you tuning in, and shout out to College Corner and USA Benefits Group and the rest of our sponsors for making it possible. Charles, enjoy your Monday. We'll do this again soon, man. Appreciate you.
That's good. Appreciate it. Thanks, Zach.
All right. That'll do it for the flagship. We'll be back later this week with another show heading into MLB draft time. So until then, we out of here.